Part 3, The Creation of Planet Earth. Now we are at the beginning of the Bible. Genesis 1:2 informs us, "The world was without form and void, and water was upon the face of the deep." The prophet Jeremiah describes the water-covered earth at the creation when it was empty and totally dark. The whole earth was extremely cold and possibly frozen without the heat from the sun. Jeremiah 4:23 tells us, "I behold the earth, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens, and they had no light." Do not confuse this water-covered earth of the creation process with the flood of Noah, as there were many differences. Let us look at Noah's flood for just a moment. Genesis 8, verses 15 through 17. "And God spake unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, thou, and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee, of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." The earth was not waste and empty as it was at the creation. There was also light from heaven, as the number of days in the ark was counted, and nothing could have existed if the sunlight had been obscured. The plant life survived Noah's flood. Genesis tells of the dove returning to Noah with the olive branch in her mouth. Genesis 8, verse 11. "And the dove came into him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew the waters were abated from off the earth." The waters gradually receded. They abated by natural process over several months, compared to the flood at creation when God rebuked the waters and they fled in one day. Genesis 8, verse 3 tells us, "And the waters returned off the earth continually, and after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated." While fish and sea life survived in the waters, the fowl and land animals, two of every sort, male and female, were preserved to reproduce after their own kind. Genesis 6, verse 18 through 20, "And thou shalt come into thy ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee, and of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female, of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind. Two of every sort shall come unto thee, to keep them alive." The ark was made to spare life, which it did. All things were preserved, and the cause of Noah's flood was the wickedness of man. 2 Peter 2, verse 5, "And spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person." This clearly shows the earth being covered with water at the time of the creation, and Noah's flood were two totally different events. Now let us go back to this marvelous unfolding of God's creation. In Genesis 1, 2, "And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." Now in Genesis 1, verses 9 and 10, "And God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. He also used the moon to set the boundaries of the seas. Job 38:11 says, "And said, Hitherto shalt thou come, but no further, and here shall thy proud waves be stayed." I remember living through Hurricane David many years ago. My wife and I lived in Boca Raton, Florida, and at that time we decided to stay rather than go with the suggested evacuation. The news said there were about 18 to 20 foot tides at the nearby beach. We went to see this phenomenal sight. I can still remember the waves breaking high above my height, and yet they did not come any further on land than usual. Instead, they curled under and headed right back out to sea. The scripture came alive to me that the word of God set boundaries, and the waves could go no further. God's word is not only powerful, but also precisely accurate. Genesis 1, 3 through 25 tells of creation as the dry land appeared, and he created all the plant and animal life. Now all of creation was finished, except the greatest part of his masterpiece, man.